Good morning there, brothers and sisters. Hey, Mark here and Tom again for Coffee Break with Christ. Stand firmly. Scripture reading today comes from Psalms 33, verse 11, and it states, "But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations." You know, if we are going to be the individuals who the Lord desires us to be, we must learn how to stand firmly in every area of our lives. A solid conviction within our hearts must reveal itself to clear action in our lives. We might stand for an internal commitment or belief, but it needs more than emotion. It requires action. We must actually stand firmly. The scripture is clear that the Lord's plan stands firmly forever. If we're going to stand firmly, you know, we must be aligned with his word and his purposes. Any other place is like quicksand. So how do you lock your knees in place and stand flat-footed on solid ground? How do you stand firmly? Well, let's try these five things today and see if that works out. Number one, choose to believe the word of God and settle that in your mind. Don't play ring around the academic flagpole. Settle it once and for all that the Word of God can be trusted. The God-breathed Word of God is essential for the rest of your life and will be the only thing you can count on. Settle that now. And number two, study the Word so you will be ready for action today. Stay long enough in study to understand what the scripture says. Do more than a cursory reading. You see, this is real food for your soul. And number three, pray the word when you don't know what to pray. Thank the Lord for the truth of his word for your life. Use the scriptures to praise the Lord and give him glory in your prayer life. So start singing along with the verses. Number four, study the word with others. Excuse me. Sorry about that, folks. Number four, share the word with others. Talk about the insight that the Holy Spirit has given you each day with a friend or family member. Enjoy sharing your journey in the word with those who need the word. And number five, apply the word to every area of your life. This is more than a theory. It is how to live our lives. Application might be challenging because we don't like change. But just like our cars, we often need an oil change from the inside out. So do this every day, and you will find yourself personally on solid ground and able to stand when the winds begin to blow all around you. Don't wait for the winds to howl before you get the right footing. Get set right now. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.